Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 77 degrees.
We're expecting a high of 86. Showers and thunderstorms move in later on today. Some could be strong to severe.
Dave Resnick of Sheboygan says he intends to keep on working, even though he's Wisconsin's latest millionaire. Resnick won $1 million in last week's Powerball drawing, appeared this morning at a news conference at Q-Mart on Weedon Creek Road, where he bought that winning ticket.
Leaning up against the machine going, I won. Because the one who sold me the ticket, she said, I bet you're the winner, I bet you're the winner, check your ticket, so I did. And she showed me the winning numbers, and then my reaction was even the same way, and then I had to lean up against something before I faint.
David,
it's a lot of money.
Resnick is 52 years old, married with a daughter who just graduated from high school.
Put it in the bank, let it sit for a while, let it grow. Help my daughter go through college. Since you graduated, take a trip to South Dakota.
Gets $673,500 after taxes. Q-Mart gets $20,000, and we all shared a little of the lottery cake.
Oh, that's nice to know that they were willing to share that.
Yeah, it was a nice little gathering.
Well, after a late start to the season, Wisconsin's tornado count expected to rise again after severe storms hit west of Madison overnight. Marcia Kronz, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sullivan, is keeping track of the number of tornadoes this season.
In Wisconsin, we were up to 10. And then last night, I don't know how many that will add. I mean, we had warned on one specific tornado, so for sure one more.
And one was confirmed in Grant County late this morning. Possibly two tornadoes touched down in Iowa County between 11 p.m. and midnight. Emergency Management Director Keith Hurlburt described what he had received regarding damage.
We've got, we've had some reports. I know we have some houses that are missing roofs, and we've got some damage from trees falling on homes. We definitely have some farm building damage.
Storms also caused hundreds to lose power due to down lines. Storm survey teams will be in the area today to confirm if tornadoes did cause the damage. And again, another threat of strong and severe storms across southern Wisconsin later today.
Pretty strong storm went through here last night, huh? But no reports of any damage. But,
no, nothing.
Lots of rain and some pretty good wind.
Yeah.
Weekend rollover accident south of Johnsonville claimed the life of a rural Sheboygan Falls man. The sheriff's department said 37-year-old Ian Fintack was northbound on County M Saturday afternoon when a witness said his car drifted onto the shoulder of the road, then corrected itself, and then rolled over. Lieutenant Mark Rupnick said Fintack was ejected and dead at the scene.
A missing Oregon woman may be the other victim whose body was found stuffed in a suitcase on the side of a road in the town of Geneva. KEZI-TV in Eugene reports Lake Geneva police are asking for the dental records of Jenny Gomez from a dental clinic in Oregon. She disappeared in 2012. Former West Dallas police officer Steve Zelich is being held on a $1 million bond after being charged on Friday.
Quite a bit of reaction to this morning's Supreme Court ruling on birth control in a 5-4 decision involving arts and crafts retailer Hobby Lobby. The High Court said some private companies with religious objections do not have to provide prescription contraceptive coverage to their employees. Republicans are cheering the ruling. Democrats are condemning it, with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid saying it jeopardizes women's access to essential health care services.
As for local reaction, Sheboygan County's two state senators are reacting to the positive. Glenn Grothman says he's thankful that the court ruled in favor of Christians' First Amendment rights to religious freedom. Joe Leibom called it a victory for religious liberty and yet another sign that Obamacare ought to be repealed and replaced. Both men again are seeking the Republican nomination for the 6th Congressional District in the August primary.
GM got the ball rolling today, paying victims for a deadly problem the automaker delayed recalling cars over for years. Jennifer Kuiper has the latest.
GM has set no cap on the compensation for those killed or hurt in crashes involving bad ignition switches, and the attorney handling the fund won't speculate on numbers.
People have to file their claims. We've got to look and see what they're submitting.
Ken Feinberg says the airbag must not have deployed in recalled GM cars, which means driver, passenger, or even a pedestrian might be eligible. Claims will be accepted starting August 1st. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Back to local news. Someone broke into the Cellcom office on South Taylor Drive early yesterday morning and stole an undetermined number of Apple iPads and other items. Sheboygan police said officers responded to an alarm at Cellcom about 3:30 yesterday morning and found that the suspect had smashed a door window and entered the business. The burglary remains under investigation.
A Milwaukee woman calling on the National Guard to end the violence in the city of Milwaukee. She's launched a petition on MoveOn.org to get soldiers patrolling the city. Sarah Willis started the petition after her friend was shot earlier this month when in town for his high school reunion. He'd left the area due to violence. Willis initially wanted 5,000 signatures on the petition, calling for a 9 o'clock curfew for anybody under 18. The petition now revised with a goal of 200 signatures.
And 4th of July travel expected to increase by 2.2% in Wisconsin. AAA saying nearly 872,000 people expected to travel for the 4th of July weekend of 50 miles or more. Pan Moen with AAA Wisconsin says the fact that Independence Day falls on a Friday this year is likely providing a boost.
Families will take advantage of the fact that kids are out of school and take either a long weekend or many of them will take the whole week off or take even a more extended family vacation.
How about that forecast?
And we do have that threat of strong or severe storms later on today. More of a threat to the south of us, but still be careful around here. High of 86, humid as well tonight. Those showers end by evening, low of 65. Cooler tomorrow with another chance of rain in the afternoon, high of 78.
Right now, 77, WHBL News Time at 12:06.